So this evening we're going to learn about Asara B'Tevius. So number one, in Shulchan Aruch it says in Siman Tav Kuf Pei, the Mechaber tells us that Asara B'Tevius really was in a context of a few other days of Peronius, and that is, Zak the Mechaber Elo Hayam She'ir Behem Tzaros La'Vaseinu. These are the list of days that terrible things happened to our ancestors. V'roi L'Sanos Behem. And as a result, it is worthy for us to fast on these particular, on these designated days. What are these designated days? So number one, the Mechaber says, Ches Teves. The first one that is quoted here is, apparently there was a terrible episode that happened on the eighth day of Teves. What was that? Nichtava HaTorah Yevanes B'mei Talmai HaMelech. V'hayachoshech Ba'olam Shlosha Yamim. So we could have a whole shiur on that thing just alone. What's the story with art scroll Gemaras nowadays? Why isn't that the same as translating the Torah into Yevanes? And this is a big discussion that's quoted in the Haskamas to the first volume of the art scroll Gemara, where all the Gedolei Zmanenu wrote about this. What is the difference? Why do we assume that in the times of Talmai HaMelech it was considered such an avla, and nowadays we consider it to be probably the greatest thing that ever happened to Torah Jews in the last couple of hundred years that we have in art scroll Gemara? There are so many more people learning, but perhaps we'll talk about that some other time. So that's on the eighth day of Teves. Then Zakti Mechaber Tishabo on the ninth day of Teves, Lo Noda Ezehi Hatzar Shirabo. We know that there's something that went wrong on the ninth day of Teves, but we're not sure exactly what it is that we're supposed to be commemorating. So the Magen Avraham points out over there, he says, what do you mean? In the Slichos that we say on Asara B'Teves, we say clearly that the reason why the ninth of Teves is also a bad day is because Ezra HaSofer passed away. So he says, I'm not sure why the Mechaber didn't remember that. I mean, the Mechaber knew the Slichos. The Mechaber used to say Slichos on Asara B'Teves. So how come the Mechaber didn't remember that the reason why the ninth of Teves is considered a bad day is because Ezra HaSofer passed away? Be it as it may, some of the Balei HaToses say that's the day that Oso HaIsh was born, that Yeshua HaNotzri was born. Okay, we have a whole bunch of ideas, but either way, we don't really follow any of these dates. We don't have any commemoration on the 8th. What? Uh-huh. Okay. So there's So either way, we don't have the practice of fasting either on the 8th or the 9th. We only have the minhag to fast on Asara B'Teves. So what is the reason, what is Asara B'Teves all about? How do we understand the fasting that we do on Asara B'Teves? So let's bring ourselves to Malachim Beis, where the Pesukim describe a little bit of what was going on in the times of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Says the Pasuk in Malachim Beis, Perek Chafei. That's in the Mechaber. So what's Asara B'Teves all about? So Zok the Pasuk in Malachim Beis Parak Chafei Pasuk Aleph. Let's learn a little bit of Navi. Vahi b'shnas hatshiyas l'malcho, and I put in parentheses, it was the Malchus of Tzidkiyahu, that Tzidkiyahu HaMelech, it was his ninth year of his rule. B'chodesh Asiri, what's the ninth month? I'm sorry, the tenth month is Teves. Be'esar l'chodesh, on the 10th of Teves. So this is Asara B'Teves. The Pasuk says Beferush that something happened. So what happened? Bad Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel, Hu v'chal chelo Yerushalayim. So Nebuchadnezzar came with all of his soldiers to a siege on Yerushalayim. Vayichan aleha, vayivnu aleha dayik saviv. So they built a migdal, they built a tower that was surrounding Yerushalayim, and they put Yerushalayim into siege. Pasuk Beis, Batabo ha'ir b'matzar, Ad Ashtei Esrei Shana LeMelech Tzidkiyo. So again, this began in the ninth year of Tzidkiyo's rule, and it continued on until the 12th year of Tzidkiyo's rule, so it was 3 years long so far. Ashtei Esrei, yes, correct. Sorry. So it was already a couple of years that this was going on. Thank you. Pasuk Gimel, Batisha LaChodesh, so now it's the ninth day of the month. Vayechazak HaRav Ba'ir, and finally, people are being under siege, are being held under siege for so long, they don't have food, and they ran out of food. Now there was no food left because of the siege that was taking place. And now, all of a sudden, the walls are broken through. So, now the walls are broken through. So now there's an army of soldiers that ran after the king, Melech Tzidkiyahu, by Yasigo Oso, and they caught up to him by Arvas Yirecho, So now Tzidkiyahu HaMelech is left by himself. Everybody else ran away, and they left the king just to fend for himself. And they finally caught up with the king, Tzidkiyahu, because he had no soldiers left. So they brought him into a court of justice, and they were going to figure out, how are we going to punish the Melech Tzidkiyahu? Unfortunately, they took the children of Tzidkiyahu and they slaughtered, they murdered all of them. They took Tzidkiyahu himself and they blinded his eyes. So they put him in shackles, they blinded him, they killed all of his children, and then they brought him down to Bavel. So all of a sudden, Nebuzaradan, who was the executioner of Nebuchadnezzar, comes along. Melech Bavel Yerushalayim, Vayisrof es Beis Hashem. So Nebuzaradan comes along and he destroys the Beis HaMikdash, Ves Beis HaMelech, Ves Kol Batei Yerushalayim. He not only destroys the Beis HaMikdash, but he also destroys the entire city of Yerushalayim. Ves Kol Bayis Gadol Sarf Beis. He destroys everything in his sight that was under Jewish sovereignty. Ves Chomis Yerushalayim Saviv Natsu Kol Chel HaKazdim. So they knocked everything down. Asherav haTabachim, Ves Yeser Haman Hasharim Ba'ir, Ves Noflim Asher Nu Al HaMelech Bavel, Ves Yeser Haman Hagala, Hegla Nebuzaradan Rav haTabachim. So Nebuzaradan is going around executing everybody, killing everything. There is no remnant left of the Jewish people anymore in Yerushalayim. And this is the reason why Asar B'Teves is considered such a terrible day for the Jewish people. When you see it in the context of what the Psukim actually described was going on at that time, that this was the beginning of the siege, which really led to the entire destruction of the Beis HaMikdash and to Yerushalayim. So this is why we we fast on Asar B'Teves. Similarly, we have a pasuk in Yecheskel, which writes, it's number Gimel. Pasuk says, "Vayhi divar Hashem elai b'ashana hatshiyas." Yecheskel is speaking, and he says, "Hakadosh Baruch Hu came to him in nevuah b'chodesh ha'asiri be'esor la'chodesh lemar." It was again, it was the 10th month, the 10th of the month. And what was that? That was Asar B'Teves. Ben Adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls Yecheskel Ben Adam. Anybody know why is he called Ben Adam? So the Mefarshim on Chumash, the Mefarshim on Tanakh, I think it's Rashi, it might be the Metsudas, but one of the Mefarshim on the page writes that very often in Yecheskel you find him referred to as Ben Adam. Why is that? The reason why is because Yecheskel saw nevuahs that were so above and beyond human capacity. Yecheskel saw Maris nevuah of the Ma'aser Merkavah, of the greatest revelations that we've ever had in our history. So Yecheskel, you might think, is not a human being. You might think Yecheskel was some sort of creation that really came down from heaven. He really was not a human being like the rest of us. No. Comes the Pasuk to say, we address him as a Ben Adam, to show you how high a person can soar if he works on himself. Look at Yecheskel HaNavi, that he raised himself up. He was a human being, born to human parents, he was not an angel, and he raised himself up in his life, he elevated himself to be able to become the great Yecheskel HaNavi and to be able to handle the Ma'aser Merkavah, although that was usually not within the human capacity of what one is able to do. So that's why we call him Ben Adam. Similarly, when we'll get up to this in a few weeks in the Parsha, we say by Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, Vayelech ish mi beis Levi, vayikach es bas Levi, and the Psukim give a whole description that, you know, this one went to marry that one, and then Moshe Rabbeinu is born. And it's very interesting that it's called Sefer Shemos. It's called the Sefer of Names. And you look through all of Sefer Bereishis, we have so many lists of names. You have all the children of Esav, all the children, all the grandchildren of Ishmael, all the descendants. And then at the end of Parshas Vayechi, you have all the descendants of Yaakov Avinu, and it says all the grandchildren, how many people were there. Then you get to Sefer Shemos, and all of a sudden, everyone is anonymous. It doesn't, Vayelech Ishim Beis Levi, who is it? Vayelech Aspas Levi, we don't know who it is. Then it says that she sees a child in the river, we don't know who that is. Then we say Basir Bas Paro goes down. Doesn't tell us who that is. Moshe Rabbeinu is not even called by his own name. Why is this called the Sefer Shemos, if in fact everything is ambiguous, everything is unclear? So perhaps some Mefarshim suggest here, when it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayelech Ishmi Beis Levi Vayikach Es Bas Levi, it's coming to tell us that Moshe was born to ordinary parents. That Moshe Rabbeinu was an ordinary human being. He was living life like everybody else. It had nothing to do with his yichus. He became Moshe Rabbeinu because a regular boy went to marry a regular girl. They got married, they had a child, and look what came about. Moshe Rabbeinu came out from that unity, and he grew to become the great Moshe Rabbeinu that we all know until today. It's not so much about who our ancestors were, it's more about who we want to make ourselves become. And that's why Yechezkel is referred to as Ben Adam, and that's why Moshe Rabbeinu also, there's a lot of ambiguity leading up to the birth and the life of Moshe Rabbeinu, because it's not so much about who raised him, it's more about who he raised himself to become throughout his life. So again, Pasuk Beis, Ben Adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yechezkel, Ksav Lecha, I want you to write down Hashem Hayom, as Etzem Hayom Hazeh, I want you to write down this day exactly when I'm speaking to you, and what do I want you to write down about today? That on this day, Samach Melech Babel as Yerushalayim be'etzem hayom hazeh. That Melech Babel came and put the siege on Yerushalayim, as we read in Melachim Beis, on this very day, on Asar B'Teves. So, that is what we know about the description of what happened on Asar B'Teves. Now, the Navi Zechariah, when he talks about Asar B'Teves, so the Navi Zechariah writes in number Dalet, Ko Amar Hashem Tzivakos, Tzom Arvi, V'Tzom HaChamishi, V'Tzom HaShvi, V'Tzom HaAsiri. These are four public communal fast days. The Navi Zechariah is prophesizing about what's going to be in the times of Asad Lavo after we have a Beis HaMikdash and after everyone's back on Eretz Yisrael. So he says all of these four public fast days will one day become Yil Beis Yisrael L'Sasanu L'Simcha. They will one day turn into a day of rejoicing. So the question is exactly what is the Pasuk referring to when it says these four public fast days? Which four fast days are they describing? So that is a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Chesem and Beis. And it's not so clear. The Tanaim have a machlokes exactly what we are referring to in this pasuk. Says the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Ches. Tanya, Amar Rav Shimon, Arba Dvarim Hayi Rabbi Kiva Doresh, Va'ani Ein Doresh Kamosa. Rav Shimon said, there are four things that my Rebbe, Rabbi Kiva, darshan, and I didn't agree with him. So the Gemara here only talks about one of them. The Tosefta has the other three, but we're going to focus on this one, because the other three really have nothing to do with this particular discussion about Tanis. So, the Pasuk says, Tzom HaRavi Zeh Tisha B'Tamuz. Rabbi Kiva said that when the Pasuk over here in Zechariah says Tzom HaRavi, that is referring to the ninth day of Tamuz, Shebo Huvka Ha'ir, because that is the day when Yerushalayim was put under siege. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't fast on the ninth day of Tamuz. I fast on Asar B'Tamuz. So that's going to be the point of disagreement between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon. Shanema b'chodesh arvi b'tisha l'chodesh v'yechzar karav b'ir b'lo hayalechem la'am ha'aretz v'tibaka ha'ir. That's when they broke through the city of Yerushalayim. So that's the Churban. That's how we should fast on the ninth day of Tammuz, because that is when they actually were successful in breaking through the walls. Amai kari le'revi. Okay, so if it happened, if we assume that that happened on the ninth day of Tammuz, so why do we call it Tzom HaRavi? So the Gemara says, because it's Revi L'Chadashim. Again, we have Nisan, Iyar, Sivan. Tammuz is the fourth month, so the ninth day of Tammuz is called Tzom HaRavi. Fine. Next thing that the Pasuk says is Tzom HaChamishi, Zeh Tisha B'Av. That's the fifth month in the calendaric year. We have Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av. So Av is going to be Tzom HaChamishi, Shebo Nisra, Beis Elokeinu. That is when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. V'amaykar le'chamishi. Why do we call it the Tzom HaChamishi? Says the Gemara, because it's Chamishi L'Chadashim. It's the fifth month of the year. Tzom HaShvi. Now, we're up to the third part of this pasuk. The Tzom HaShvi, what is it? The seventh. So the Gemara says, Zeh Shlosha B'Tishrei. Shabo Nera Gedalia ben Achikam. That is the tragic story of Gedalia ben Achikam. And we all know that story, that Gedalia was one of the governors that was put up by the government, by the Babylonian government. And later on, he was killed by a Jew. And that's why a lot of terrible things came out of that. Ami Haragi Yishmal ben Nisanya Harago, a Jewish person actually killed him. It's a story in and of itself, but that is why that's called Tzom HaShvi. Lamedcha Sheshkula Misasan Shel Tzadikim Kisreifas Beis Elokeinu, and that's why the Misas Gedalia ben Achikam is together with these other fast days that commemorate the Churban Beis HaMikdash. That's a whole kasha. The Meshech Chachma has the kasha. What do you mean? The Gemara says over here, Sheshkula Misasan Shel Tzadikim Kisreifas Beis Elokeinu. Sounds like it's equal. We have another Gemara Mar Katan that says, Malameid Shakasha Yoser, that it's worse. Misasam Shal Tzadikim is Kasha, Misreifas Beis Elokeinu. So that's the Ha'ar of the Meshech Chachma. Which one is actually worse, or are they equal? Be it as it may, Amai Kari Leishvi. Why do we call that the seventh, Tzom HaShvi? Because it's Shvi L'Chadashim. And Tzom HaSiri, what's that? Zasar B'Teve Shabo Samach Melech Babel Al Yerushalayim. Shenemar, Vayihi Dibar Hashem Elai Bashan Atchiyas Bachodesh HaAsiri, Ba'eser Lachodesh Leimar, Ben Adam, this Pasuk from Yecheskel, okay. We read the pasuk already. V'amai kari le'asiri, says the Gemara. Skip one line. Why is it called asiri? Tzom HaAsiri, says the Gemara, because it's asiri l'chadashim. Asar B'Teves is the 10th day of the 10th month. So says the Gemara, that's why it's called Tzom Ha'asiri. V'alo ha'yaroi zeh lichtov rishon. What do you mean? This really should have been first. Why? Because the first terrible thing that happened is what? You had the siege around Yerushalayim. So really, when you're putting a list chronologically of what the different phases of the Churban, you should have Tzom Ha'asiri should be first in the Pasuk, not last. So says the Gemara, why is this written last? V'lama nichtav kan? Why is it written at the end? K'dei lahasdir chadashim k'tikanon. Because the Pasuk just wants the list in the order of the calendaric year when we commemorate all the different events that happened. Not that it's really based off of the sequence in which things happen at the times of the Churban. Va'ani, so Rabbi Shimon disagrees with Rabbi Kiva, and he says, no. Va'ani, eni omer kein. I don't agree with Rabbi Kiva. Ella, I say, Tzom ha'asiri zeh chamisha b'teves. I think that it's the fifth day of Teves. Shabo ba Shmuel agolo shehuchter ha'ir. That is when the message came that Yerushalayim had been destroyed. So that he brings a pasuk, and he says that therefore he disagrees with Rabbi Kiva. Okay, so we have this disagreement between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon. But basically it would seem that all four of these fast days were really instituted because they are in commemoration of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. In some way, they commemorate a part and a major factor of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Now, the Tashbetz writes, surprisingly, that the only one of the Tanesim which is in commemoration of the Churban is Tisha B'Av. Nothing else is a Tanis Mishim Avelis, only the Tanis of Tisha B'Av is Mishim Avelis. And this is very surprising, because what do you mean? It seems from the Pasuk over here that all of these are put B'chada Machta. It seems that all these four public fast days are put all in one category, in one list, and all of them are some sort of commemoration of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. So what does the Tashbetz actually mean? So Rav Asher Weiss once told me perhaps what the Tashbetz means is that the only one of the Dalet Taniyos that has Dine Avelus, like Avelus of Shiva, Avelus of Shloshim, whatever you're going to say, Avelus Yud Beis Chodesh, only Tisha B'Av takes on the Nehugi Avelus. But the other Taniyos, we don't say that you can't wear shoes, we don't say that you can't learn Torah. So obviously the Tashbetz did not mean to say that this is the only one that commemorates the Churban Beis HaMikdash. All of them are in commemoration of the Churban, but he just meant to say that this is the only one that has Dine and Nehuge Avelus as opposed to the other three. Now, the Ramban writes in the Torah Sa'adam a very surprising statement. The Ramban says that really in the beginning, when all four of these Taniyos were instituted, really in the beginning, we had all the Tanis Tzibra had restrictions of Tisha B'Av. We said on all of them, he can't wear shoes, he can't do anything. We assumed that all of them were in the same. And then he said, as time wore off, we decided in the Bayis Sheni, once the Bayis Sheni came about, they decided that they were going to be makel on the other Taniyos outside of Tisha B'Av. Now, Tisha B'Av remained as the most chamer, but we assumed that the other ones, we were a little bit more makel, because after the Bayis Sheni was built, they lifted a little bit of the restrictions from the Bayis Rishon. What?
The Tanis Esther also always
have four restrictions? No, Tanis Esther is different, yeah. Yeah.
Why was it abolished?
Why didn't they get rid of it altogether? So that, we're going to get to that in a second. In the Minchas Chinuch, I think he addresses this question a little bit. Okay? So,
doesn't the Gemara say, this man she is shalom, then it's Yom Fayas?
Right.
All those four, it says.
Right, so the Gemara says, really, they did get rid of them. Just the Gemara says, Bizman Shi'i Shalom, when there's Shalom in the world, so you don't have to fast. Bizman, when it's not Shalom, then you do have to fast. And he says, nowadays, Shavu Alai Chaifa, nowadays we took it upon ourselves, it's as if it's already been instituted, and therefore we take it upon ourselves to commemorate all of these terrible occurrences that happened so many years ago. What? What do you mean? Oh, 3-day fast, Tanis Esther. Uh-huh. Okay. That's a good question. Yeah. So Tanis Esther is a stam, a different gather of a Tainus. Well, maybe we'll talk about it Purim time. Tanis Esther seems to be a very different kind of Tainus from these other Tanesim, and it's certainly not connected to Avelis of the Churban. Tanis Esther has nothing to do with the Churban at all. Tanis Esther is really a Tainus of Zikaron, of Tshuva. It's probably a very different Tainus than the ones that we're generally used to hearing about. So the tour writes a very surprising chiddush in the name of the Avodram. The Torah writes, "Im chalas Shabbos, if any of these dalat tanesim fall out on Shabbos, nidachim ad achar Shabbos." Look at number vav. The Torah writes, "If Tisha B'Av would fall out on Shabbos, we would push it off to be on Yud Aleph Av. It would start on Matzah Shabbos Sunday morning." The Beis Yosef writes over there, "B'shem the Avodram, Harab David Avodram kasa behilchas tainis Shasar b'tebes hu mishuna mishar taniyos. Says the Abu Dram, for some strange reason, Asar b'tebes is different. Even though if Tisha B'Av fell out on Shabbos, we would push it off to Sunday. But if Asar b'tebes fell out on Shabbos, we would actually observe Asar b'tebes on Shabbos itself. Shem chal b'Shabbos lohay yichol menchos al yom acher. Why? Pay attention. Says the Abu Dram b'nei shenemar bo be'etzem ayom hazeh. Because the pasuk says in Yecheskel, be'etzem ayom hazeh. That's a number gimel. The pasuk says Asar b'tevis has to be on this day. Be'etzem ayom hazeh means he can't switch it. Kemo b'yom kippurim v'lo yadati minayin lo. Says the Beis Yosef, what is the Abu Dram talking about? He makes up drushas over here. He's saying Zer Shava between Yom Kippur and Asar b'tevis. How can he make such a drusha? He says, I don't know what he's talking about. Because of Od. Not only that, but the Abu Dram also says that Asar b'tevis sometimes falls out on Erev Shabbos. Umisanim bo b'yom. The Abu Dram writes that we would fast on Shabbos as well. Ushart somos the olamein chalam b'yom hashishi. Says the Beis Yosef, we never have such a thing by any of the other public fast days. So he's not sure where the Abu Dram gets this idea from that we should say that Asar b'tevis should be any different than the rest of the Taniyos. Now, the Abu Dram says the reason why is because it's similar to Yom Kippur, in which it says be'etzem ayom hazeh. So what's the pshat in Abu Dram? What does the Abu Dram mean, and where is this coming from? So let's be makdim. Let's give a little bit of an introduction with the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch writes in Mitzvah Shin Aleph. Now, the Chora, one can ask the following question. What is the reason why we don't fast on Shabbos? Because we have a chiyuv oneg Shabbos. What is the level of chiyuv of oneg Shabbos? Where does it say there's a chiyuv oneg Shabbos? It's midivrei Kabbalah. What does it say? Bekavarsa l'Shabbos oneg. That's a pasuk in Yeshaya. So that's midivrei Kabbalah. So ask the Menchas Chinuch. Well, the chiyuv of oneg Shabbos is only midivrei Kabbalah. At the same time, these Dalet Taniyos are also midivrei Kabbalah. Right? The Nabi Zechariah talks about it, Nabi Yecheskel. So you have divrei Kabbalah that says oneg Shabbos. On the other hand, you have divrei Kabbalah that says fast. So when you have the two things come colliding with one another, you have Asar b'tevis falls out on a Shabbos. What would he say? Not exactly, but what would he say? What's the general principle? Shev al tanya. What are you going to say? You should actively violate the din of fasting? What? No. You can't apply tether v'shen or tether here. So says the Menchas Chinuch, why don't we say Shev al tase? Why don't you say Shev al tase? If you have a confluence of factors that are all coming together, I have on the one hand Oneg Shabbos, which is Medivre Kabbalah, I have on the other hand the din of fasting on Asar B'Teves, I should say Shev al tase, don't eat anything, and violate the din of Oneg Shabbos. That's the Menchas Chinuch's kasha. Says the Menchas Chinuch a tremendous chiddush. Menchas Chinuch writes, you know what? He says, what does the Gemara say over here in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Ches? The Gemara tells us, Tzom HaAsiri, Tzom HaChamishi, Tzom HaRavi, Tzom HaShvi. What are those referring to? To the months of the year. The Pasuk doesn't say the day of the year, the Pasuk says the month. Says the Menchas Chinuch, originally, Midivrei Kabbalah, what was instituted? That one day within the month of Tammuz, you need to fast in order to commemorate the Churban that happened in the month of Tammuz. And one day in the month of Av, you need to fast in order to commemorate the Churban Beis HaMikdash. They didn't tell us which particular day. The Chachamim later on wanted to streamline everything. They wanted everyone doing the same thing. So the Chachamim and the Gemara were fighting, well, which day are we going to pick? And that's why the Gemara has a discussion. Rabbi Yochanan says, if it was up to me, I would say, we should really fast on Yud Ba'av, not on Tisha B'Av. Why? Because that's when the Iker Sreifa for the Beis HaMikdash happened. Thank you. So ask the Menchas Chinuch, what do you mean? Rabbi Yochanan saying, if it were up to me, I would say we should fast on Yud Ba'av. What do you mean it's up to you? Didn't they institute already in the times of Midivrei Kabbalah? The Nevi'im already decided when we should fast because of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. What do you mean if it's up to you? It's not up to you. Answer is no. Rabbi Yochanan says, now that we're fighting out in the times of the Gemara, which day of the month we should streamline the Tainus in the month of Av for, Rabbi Yochanan says, if I had a good vote, I would say it should be on Yud Ba'av. I was outvoted. Okay, so we keep Tisha B'Av. So that is what the Menchas Chinuch posits. That's his chiddush, and he says that really each of these arba taniyos, each of the four tanesim, really were put on a specific month and not to a particular day. Baruch atu Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam she'hakol nehiyeh bedvaro.
Amen.
Oh, now says Reb Chaim, picking up on the Minchas Chinuch Chiddush, says Reb Chaim like this. Well, that's all very nice with the other Taniyos. But perhaps Asar B'Tevis is going to be different. Why? Because over here, like the Torah quotes from Labadram, over here it says, Be'etzam Hayom Hazeh. You're right. By Tisha B'Av, it doesn't say Be'etzam Hayom Hazeh. It just says, Tzom HaAsiri. So we know that that's Tisha B'Av. Okay? Tzom HaChamishi. We know that that's Tisha B'Av. But over here, where it says, Be'etzam Hayom Hazeh, explains to Chaim, maybe that's why the Abadram insisted that if it falls out on a Shabbos, this will be different than all the other fast days. Because all the other fast days were not given to a particular date. So if they fell out on Shabbos, as long as you push them off to Sunday, which is still within that month, so it's good enough. Shavuos B'Tammuz falls out on Shabbos, so you keep it on Yud Ches Tammuz. Doesn't make a difference. However, when it comes to Asar B'Tevis, perhaps there's a difference, because by Asar B'Tevis it says the words Be'etzam Hayom Hazeh, and therefore perhaps Asar B'Tevis would take on a little bit of a different understanding than the rest of these Taniyos. So that is the Chiddush. Yeah. So you're saying, what does the Gemara mean in Rosh Hashanah? So it explains the Minchas Chinuch like this. Thank you. The Minchas Chinuch explains. So what are they arguing about in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah? What's the disagreement? Says the Minchas Chinuch, no. Chazal are disagreeing. The Chacham are disagreeing. Now that we know that you have to be Koveya one day within the month, which day is most mustaber? Which day makes the most sense? We want everyone doing the same thing. We don't want everyone doing whatever they want. We want everyone doing the same thing. This way, Klal Yisrael should look like it's orderly, everybody knows what they're doing, and we don't just have different minhagim with everything like we have today. We don't want to have so many minhagim, so therefore in the times of the Gemara, they wanted to streamline it and pick one day. So that's where Reb Shimon and Reb Akiva are disagreeing, which day are we going to pick? Which one makes more sense? But Be'etzem, really, in theory, they both agree, that it was just given to this particular month, and that's why they had the right to disagree about which day of the month it should be actually kept on. Similarly, the Minchas Chinuch says another comment, that we know that there's a machlokis exactly how to blow a shvarim and a truah. We're not sure exactly what it is. So the Minchas Chinuch says, what do you mean? Had they have a machlokis? Had the Rishonim have a machlokis? Which one is a shvarim, which one's a truah? What do you mean? What's the question? Why don't you ask your father? Why don't you ask your grandfather what you did? So the Minchas Chinuch says the answer is that really there were two menhagim. There were two menhagim already from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. But then, three menhagim, right? There were different menhagim. But then later on, as the years went on, we realized it's getting out of hand, and everyone's doing wild things, and everyone's doing whatever they want. So we wanted to streamline the religion. So we decided we're going to take a vote. What makes the most sense? A shvarim or a trua? And this way, every shul in the world will do the same thing. And once that happened, now the Rishonim and the Acharonim are disagreeing. Well, which one makes the most sense? Are we going to choose this? Are we going to choose that? But the Minchas Chinuch explains that is what was going on at that time. The same thing that was going on with regard to the Tanesim, that they were trying to figure out which particularly makes the most sense above and beyond the rest of the days of that particular month in which we have to commemorate some part of the Churban.
There is a little bit of a difference in the Etzem Hayom Hazeh, I think there's some that it's talked about. Yecheskel is using the word
Etzem
Hayom Hazeh as a description.
Right, that's the Torah Tmimas Kashim. Torah, what do you mean? How can the Abadram, he says, this whole Chiddush doesn't make any sense. He says the Abadram makes a Gzeira Shava between Yom Kippur and the Pasuk in Yecheskel. What's going on in Yecheskel? HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Yecheskel in the Nebuah and he says, Ben Adam, I want you to write down Be'etzam Hayom Hazeh that today this and this happened. It's a story. He says, how can that be compared to what it says by the Pasuk by Yom Kippur? What does it say over there? Be'etzam Hayom Hazeh, Tanus Naf Shoseichem. What does that have to do with anything? Over there it's a Tziboy. Over there the Torah is telling you, Be'etzam Hayom Hazeh, on this particular day you need a fast. How can that be compared to the Pasuk over here by Yecheskel, in which the Pasuk is just describing a story and the day in which it happened? So that is the Kasha that the Torah Tmimah has in the Sefer Tosefes Bracha. And not only that, there's a Rashi that says, Beferish, not like this. The Rashi writes, the Gemara says in Megillah Daf Hei, that Tisha B'Av Ma'achrim V'la Makdimin. The Gemara says, when it's describing the different Taniyos, so it says if Tisha B'Av would fall out on a Shabbos, Ma'acharin v'lo makdim, we're going to push it off to Sunday and we're not going to have it on Friday. Why not? Because akdume perunusa lo makdiminam. Because the Gemara says we don't like to bring perunius earlier. So if we have a choice to either make Tisha B'Av on Sunday or to make it on Friday, we're going to make it on Sunday instead of making it on Friday. That's what the Gemara says. Rashi comments over there. This is the Lashon. Hu adin. Rashi says, not only does the Gemara say that Tisha B'Av ma'acharin v'lo makdimin, not only can Tisha B'Av not be on Shabbos, but also Hu adin yud zayin b'tamuz v'asar b'teves, it would all be the same din. So Rashi says b'feirish in Megillah Daf Hei that the Avodram is not something that is accepted at all, and that's what the Beis Yosef writes as well. He doesn't understand where the Abudram got this from. So Reb Chaim, again, is just trying to make a little bit of sense out of what the Abudram says. So he says a very nice idea with the Minchas Chinuch, but the simple understanding is that this is not the way we would generally understand the Tainus of Asar
B'Tevis. Does Rashi there say Tzom Gedalia or not? He doesn't say
Tzom Gedalia. Rashi does not, no.
Because it's already a Nitzchah.
Right.
Because it was based.
It was supposed to be earlier, right.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. And again, the Torah Tamimah's Ha'ara is so powerful because you think about other places where the Torah says Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. Let's say by Noach on his Teva, it says Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh Ba Noach. What do you mean? So you're going to say, oh, it means Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, it's a din? No, the Torah is telling you this story. By Avraham Avinu also, what does it say? Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh Nima L'Avraham. On this day, the Torah is giving the description, this is when Avraham Avinu gave a bris milah. So what does that have to do with a din? The Torah is not telling you it's Sivui. The Torah is just telling you the story and about how it happened. So you're saying maybe it's from the extra lashon. Maybe, perhaps. So you're saying it's different. Okay, so now let's move on to another important halacha, which is regarding Tainus, and that is, what is the status of Leil HaTainus? What is the status of the night before the Tainus, which generally we assume has nothing to do with the Tainus? The Tainus only starts in the morning. Other than Tisha B'Av, we assume Asar B'Tevis begins in the morning. So the Elia Rabba quotes from the Shalah, a very interesting chiddush. He says, Bal Nefesh Yachmer Al Atzmo, somebody who is a Bal Nefesh, somebody who is, my father always says, that Rav, what was the Chafetz Chaim son-in-law's name? The Rav Zax. So he was a Rebbe in YU. So he always used to say that back in Radin, everyone used to say, oh, Bal Nefesh, they used to point to the Chafetz Chaim, they would say, oh, when the Mishnah Berurah says Bal Nefesh Yachmer, they mean the Chafetz Chaim. I mean, the Mishnah Berurah means himself. So Rabbi Zach said, but now in America, everybody says, Bal Nefesh Yachmer is me. What do you mean? They think it's talking to you. So that's what he says over here. The Al Yerabba says, B'Shem Neshalah, Bal Nefesh Yachmer Alatzmo L'Hussanos B'Chala Gimel Tzomos Kvar Mehalayla Kamo B'Tishabab. Zach the Al Yerabba quoting the Shalah, that really one should fast. If he's a Bal Nefesh, he should already begin to fast on Asar B'Teves also from the night. Why? Where does that come from? Not so clear. So the Briskirov writes in the Chidushe HaGriz, in the Inyanim, in the back of the Sefer, I forgot to put it on here, but I'll read you his Lashon. Says the Briskirov, Begeder Leil Tatnes Tzibur. Again, this is not the Briskirov's Lashon, this is the Talmud who's writing it over. So the Briskirov is quoted as saying the following, Begeder Leil Tatnes Tzibur. What is status of Leil Tatnes Tzibur? Says the Briskirov, Bedin Tatnes Amar HaGriz, Degama Leil HaTatnes Yeshem Shel Tatnes. We already give the night before the Shem HaTainus. It already is considered a part of the fast. To Halayla Basar Yom Garer. We know in Halacha that the night is already the beginning of the next day. Ela Shaha Yisra Achila Lo Nemar Ela HaBoker. So the Briskirov explains that really the Shem Tainus begins at night. So you're going to say, well, what's the difference? If there's a Heter Achila, so what does it matter? Correct? Is that a good question? What would a fast day be if there would be no Yisra Achila? Wouldn't be a fast day. Says the Briskirov, you're right. Really, the Shem Tainus already begins at night. Some prominent Rishonim actually are of the opinion. The Shulchan Aruch actually quotes this in Tavkuf Samachay, that there are Rishonim who say that you don't only begin to say Aneinu on the afternoon of the Tainus, but you really begin to say Aneinu from Ma'ariv. Why? What do you mean? Imein al Halayla. What?
Who says it?
That we would say.
Okay,
the reason we don't say it by Shachris is because we're Mesupik, if we're going to finish up. But if you have somebody who has an easy time fasting, right, theoretically we would say it. So Rishonim say, Vim ein al halayla zakti biskirov, Im ein al halayla din tainis ma shayich lomar anenu. What do you mean? How could Rishonim say you read a anenu at night? What does the night have to do with anything? Asar B'Tevis only starts in the morning. No, says the biskirov, it must be, you see from here, that really Asar B'Tevis already begins at night, the same way we always assume that the nighttime is already the beginning of the next day. So therefore, the Tainus already begins balayla. Just Chazal realizes it's too hard for us to fast 24 hours. When it comes to Tisha B'Av, it's on the Avelis of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so they're going to tell us fast 24 hours for the Beis HaMikdash. When it comes to the other Taniyos, it's too difficult for us. So they're going to say, you know what, there's a Heter Achila balayla, but really, the Shem Tainus already begins balayla. And the Briskirov goes on to say, V'chei meho de kabbalah satanisi mi mincha shal yom ha-kodem. Why is it that if I'm a kabbalah tanis on myself, I have to be a kabbalah at mincha? So you're going to say, because it's the Shemona Esrei before the tanis. What do you mean? It's not. Why I should be mekabel balayla and myriv, and that will count for the next day. Says the Risk Rav, no. Because if you're going to wait till myriv, that's already the next day. So you have to be mekabel on yourself that tomorrow I'm going to be mekabel at tanis. That myriv, it's already tomorrow. So therefore he says that whenever you have a tanis, the tanis really begins already balayla. Now, what difference does that make? So we know that Rav Moshe has a big tshuva in Arachayim Chelek Aleph, a famous tshuva. What's the din with Shabbat Sabbatamas? Is one allowed to make a wedding on Leil Shabbat Sabbatamas, or do you assume, no, the 3 weeks already have begun? So Rav Moshe is Mekel, and Rav Shlomo Zalman in the Sefer Shalmei Moed is quoted as disagreeing vehemently with Rav Moshe on this point, and he said, no, absolutely not. Even though you're right that there's a Heter Achila Balayla, that's only because Chazal understood it's too hard for us to fast 24 hours. But you're going to go ahead and tell me you should go ahead and make a wedding Balayla Tainus. What do you mean? That's not proper. We should assume, no, Leila Tainus, maybe you're allowed to eat, but you're not allowed to go and make a simcha. You're not allowed to go out of your way and ignore the fact that it's a Leil Tainus. The Leil Tainus already begins. The 3 weeks already start by Leil Yudzayim Batamas, Leil Shavasa Batamas. And therefore, Rav Shlomo Zalman disagreed with Rav Moshe, and he felt that... Right, the Rav also felt that you weren't allowed to be Mekel, and he didn't like the Psak of Rav Moshe. Now the suffix is, what if you say that Leil HaTainus already has a status of a Tainus? Are the restrictions about eating basar v'yayin on Leil HaTainus or not? So why would you say that? What do you mean? I want to go and eat dinner. What's the problem? So not so simple. The Rama writes in Yeridea Simon Kuf Pei He, and Kuf Pei He is in Yeridea Hilchas Nida. So why is it over there? Because over there, the Mechaber, the Ramar, are talking about what happens if a person, unfortunately, is Baal Anida, by mistake, B'shogeg, and now he can't bring a carbon, so he wants to go ahead and get some sort of kapara. So the Gemara says that one can always take a tainus upon himself, and that will be Mechaber. So says the Ramar, what happens? Misha Mas'anam Beglal Chet, somebody who takes upon himself to fast because he has done a particular Aveira. Beleil HaTainus Aser B'yayin of a Basar. Says the Rama that Beleil HaTainus, he's Aser B'Basar V'Yayin. What does that indicate? Seem to indicate also that Leil HaTainus is already a part of the Tainus, just there's a Heter Achila. There's a Heter Achila. But it doesn't mean you should overindulge yourself and go at Basar V'Yayin. No. You have to hold back a little bit. Why? Because it's considered already like the Tainus began. Now, the problem is the Pesachei Tshuva there quotes a suffix from the Sefer Torah HaShlamim. When the Rama says over here that Leil HaTainus is already Aser B'Basar V'Yayin, which Leil HaTainus is he referring to? What's the question? Is he talking about the Leil HaTainus before the Tainus begins? Or is he talking about the Leil HaTainus after the Tainus ends? Why would he say after? No, but forgetting Tisha B'Av, if we always assume that Hayom Holach Achar HaLaila, if we always assume that the night is considered the beginning of the next day, so why would the Torah HaShlamim say that perhaps the Rama means you're not allowed to eat basar v'yayin after the Tainus is over? What does that have to do with anything? It's the next day already. No, says the Pesachei Tshuva as follows. Because the Gemara tells us in Brachos Daf Yud Zayin, what happens, what is the point of a Tainus? Point of a Tainus, the Gemara says, you're supposed to offer a tefillah kilu mimati chelbi v'dami. So if I offer myself as a carbon, what's the halacha by carbonos? Halayla halacha harayom. Oh, so says the Torah HaShlamim. So maybe if the whole crux of a tainus is really supposed to be like I'm offering myself as a carbon, so when the Rama says you're not allowed to eat basar v'yayin, maybe he means the night after the tainus. Why the same way by carbonus we would assume that halayla halacha harayom doesn't work with the regular rules. It works with different set of rules. So the same way we would say by carbonus halayla halacha harayom, so perhaps when it comes to a tainus also we should say halayla halacha harayom, and this that the Rama says you shouldn't eat basar v'yayin, but leil ha-tainus, maybe he means the Leil HaTainus following the Tainus after it's over. Why? Because that is the way we structure a general understanding of a day by Karbanos. And perhaps a Tainus is really structured based off of Karbanos. So that is just a little bit about Asar B'Tevis, a little bit about the Tainus that we're going to have. And again, we touched upon what the idea is of the Leil HaTainus. I just want to close with a very beautiful idea that Rav Asher Weiss writes in one of his Svarim on Drush, and that is explaining this pasuk that we started off with. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Ches goes through this pasuk. I know it's long, but we'll read through it. It's very nice. It's a beautiful piece. Explaining this pasuk in Zechariah. The pasuk says, Some are Aviv, it's some Hamishi, it's some Hashvi, it's some Hasiri. You, Lebeis Yisrael, Lesasan, Lesimcha, Ulemoadim Tovim. Now, most people don't know the last three words of Pasuk. Most people just know what the Gemara quotes. So they think the Pasuk ends there. No, the Pasuk goes on, Vaha Emes, Vaha Shalom Ehov. So this is a very striking Pasuk. It's very strange. Hine Yesh Letmaa Pasuk Zeh. It's a very strange Pasuk. Halot Chilasu Tfila, Tikva, Vahavtacha Al Asad Zohar. The beginning of the Pasuk is telling us that we're going to have a bright future, that all of these Dalet Tanesim are going to turn in the Sasun or the Simcha L'Mo'adim Tovim, they're going to turn into great Yom Tovim, great festivities, everything's going to be wonderful. Shabo Yom Hatzom V'Ha'evel Yiu L'Yimei Simcha V'Ora U'mai Nireisha L'Seifa Shabo Divrei Musa V'Tochacha Ha'emes V'Hashalom Ha'avu. What does that have to do with anything? How does that fit in at all to the beginning of this Pasuk, which is a Nevuah, a Havtacha, that one day there's going to be a Geula? So he explains like this. Kaldar, we know Chazal say in the Yerushalmi and Yuma, Kaldar she'eno nivne biyamav, malin alav kilu hu echrivo. Any dar, any generation that doesn't have the merit of having the Beis HaMikdash built in their generation, in their times, kilu hu echrivo, it's as if we are responsible personally for the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash itself. Divrei hamzal nokvim ad umka de tohoma rabba. These really hit us deeply, it hits us very hard. It's like a sword that's on top of our heads. Malin alav kilu echrivo. It's as if we destroyed, if we desecrated the whole Beis Hamikdash. Halo ilu hayinu ruim la'ashras hashchina, hayinu zochem berega le'Beis Hamikdash shel eish yored min hashamayim. Meaning, if really we were worthy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would give it to us right away. And from the fact that we don't have it, it means we're just not worthy. It's our fault. Vim lo zachinu, ein ze ela mishum shelo nemtzinu ru'uyim lakach. Mishum kach, harei ze kilu anachnu hechravnu es Beis HaMikdash bizmanenu. So number one, that's something for us to think about on Asar B'Teves, that when we start to think about the whole downfall of Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash, we have to think about the fact that it's still in a state of destruction. There were those who wanted to say that after the Mechemet Sheshet Hayamim, after they conquered Yerushalayim, there were those who wanted to take out the tefillah of Nachem on Tisha B'Av because they said, Ha'ir habzuya v'ashvele v'ashomema doesn't apply anymore. What do you mean? It's built up. We own Yerushalayim now. It's not true. We don't have Yerushalayim. What is the whole basis of Yerushalayim? It's the Beis HaMikdash. The whole point of having Yerushalayim is to be makriv karbanos, to have Ashras Hashchina. We don't have that. So you don't take that out of Nachem. You don't take that out of the tefillah of Tisha B'Av. Rav Soloveitchik thought it was a tremendous mistake that people suggested such a thing. How can you say that? The whole Yerushalayim is in a state of ruin. It's in a state of destruction. Yes, we're on our way. It's an Aschat de Gula. We're on our way to have it being rebuilt, but right now we're missing the whole focus of Yerushalayim and what it's supposed to be about. So that's one thing for us to think about on Asar B'Teves at the beginning of this process of the Churban, that kol dor she'eino nivne b'yamav ma'alav ki'ilu hu hechrivo. B'yamim kashal eilu al kol echad ve'echad l'tzai b'dimyonu v'l'urus b'enei rucho es ha'zlabus ha'ocheles b'kurus ha'mayis v'espirche ku'una zorchem es ha'mavtechus ha'heichal. He says you should try and picture in your mind what it's like to experience the time of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Imagine you would go a few times a year to go see what goes on there, to bring karbanos, to get a kapara, to get a mechila, and all of a sudden you watch the whole thing go up in smoke. All of a sudden you watch the Kohanim throwing everything into the fire, you watch everything being destroyed, and that is the description that he's trying to give us. However, you turn over the page of Iker, Sarach Lechazek Ulechazek Ba'osam HaInyanim, the main thing to focus on is on those issues she'eviu l'Churban HaBayis b'Rishono v'Shniya. The main things for us to focus on are on that which was the catalyst for the destruction of the Churban Beis HaMikdash and the Bayis Shen. Ki hein heim hasibos hamonos es binyano b'chol dar v'dar. Because those are obviously what is holding back our generation from having a Beis HaMikdash. Hine amru chazal. Nedarm daf pe'alef. Alma avda aretz. Davar zan nishal hachachamim, a famous gemara. Nobody knew why Yerushalayim was destroyed. This was asked to the Chachamim, to the Nevi'im, to the Malachi Asharis, v'lo pirshu. Nobody knew the answer. At Shapirsha HaKadosh Baruch Hu bi'atzma, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself came along, kabiyachal, and he said, al azva mes tarasi shelo barcha batara tchila. It's because you didn't make a berchas HaTorah. V'haran kvar kasev sham. To pashut shelo mishum bitul mitzvah berchas HaTorah b'vad char v'abayis. Can't be that you destroyed the Beis HaMikdash because they didn't make a berchas HaTorah. How could it be? Ela mishum shelo haisa HaTorah chashuva be'inehem. Says the Ran, it was more subliminal. You couldn't really point your finger on it. If they didn't have Avera, like not saying Berchus HaTorah, what do you mean? The Malachim would have known. The Chacham would have known, the Nevi'im would have known. So how can you say that that was the reason why he was destroyed? No, it says the Ran, it's because Lo Haya HaTorah Chashuva Beinayim V'lo Asku B'Lishma. Lo Dai B'Kach She'anu Oskim HaTorah El HaTzarech She'tiyah HaTorah Chashuva Beinayim. It's not enough that we learn Torah, that we study, but it has to be something that's precious. She'navin V'Neida Kihi Chayechem V'Orechem Eichem. She'neida V'Navin She'talmid She'gala L'Ari Miklat Maglim Rabo Imo She'nemar V'Nasal Echas HaHarim Ha'ele V'Chai Aselo Kadei She'yichyeh. That's a Gemara in Makkos, where the Gemara tells us that if somebody goes to Galus, we have to send his Rebbe to Galus with him. Why? Because he's going to die otherwise. If we don't have Torah, we don't have life. V'lashon azav shel Rambam, tzricha liyashkura b'finu. The Torah has to be something that we're so fluent in. V'chakuka aluach libenu chayei balei achachma mevaksheha lelo Talmud. If the people who live the Torah don't have learning, kimisa chashuv, it's as if they are not alive. So that is why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, because we were living at a time that there was a lack of appreciation for the Torah that we were learning. The next paragraph, Parshas B'Shalach, B'Shem Zekeinu, Moro, HaBal Shem Tov, Shebizman HaChurban LaBirchu Es Birchas B'Harevna. They didn't say the bracha of B'Harevna. Because of Shezed Avar Pele, how can you say they didn't say B'Harevna? B'Lachor Ochin Pelehu, Halo HaBracha HaAchrona Asher Bochar Banu Hi HaMu'ula Shebebrachus. Harishono hi birchas hamitzvah asher kedushanu mitzvos v'tzivanu, and v'harav nahi aktana sheva brachos ha'torah ve'ena ala smucha lechaverta. Madua eifo chidush ha'Baal Shem Tov. Why the Baal Shem Tov say that they didn't say v'harav not, and that's what made them lose the Beis HaMikdash? He explains hanira b'zeh, next paragraph, dirakim nizke shetia ha'torah chashuva be'enenu. Only once we understand the value of Talmud Torah, rakim nisbach v'nishtasheya b'mesikas ha'revoseha, Rak oz nuchal avtiach shagam bneinu acharenu yitzadu begon b'terech hatoru uv'talmuda. Only if we show our children how much we love it, only then will they want to follow in our ways. And that's why we say v'harevna, and immediately following we say v'ni anachnu v'tzetzainu. We never say two ideas in one bracha. We never ask for two different things in one bracha. That should be two separate brachas. We should ask, number one, give us sikas hatorah. Number two, we should have a continuation, we should have nachas from our children. Why does it fit in the same bracha? The answer is because it's all part of one bakasha. If we don't have the v'harevna, if we don't have the sweetness, if we don't show our children how much we love it, how much we live it, and how much it means to us, then we don't have a chance at our children following in our footsteps either. And that's why v'ni anachna v'tzetzainu is a part of this very bakasha of v'harevna. Next paragraph. V'lachein amar al Baal Shem Tov. Ki rak mishim shechadu lamer v'harevna of the haaretz. That's why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, because they were missing the v'harevna. Charev habayis, gali yisrael me'al admasam. Uvur davar ze aleinu le'ezchazek l'harbis b'simcha satara b'shira v'zimra b'tzimon v'shkika k'dei l'hashru ha'shchina b'yisrael. So that's number one. The first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because we had a lack of appreciation for the Torah. Then you go to bayis sheni. Charev ba'avon sin ha'shchina. And that's what it says in the Yerushalmi, Shahayu Ovim Asamamon Besonim Ze'eze. They loved money, but they hated each other. So that's why the Beis HaMikdash Hasheni was destroyed. Look in the next pasuk. I'm sorry, the next paragraph. Skip down to V'nira Bezer Kavanas Chazal. L'matzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kli Machzik Bracha LiYisrael Ela HaShalom. Diraka Yidei HaShalom Yishkiyim V'tocheles B'maychal V'mishta V'chal HaShefa V'atov. Only if we have Shalom do all the brachas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually mean something to us. Otherwise, it's going to be lost. If we don't have shalom amongst our own community, amongst our own camaraderie, if we don't have camaraderie amongst our friends, amongst our neighbors, then what do we have? Then all the blessings that we're given are nothing. They're worthless. They're meaningless. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look at the next paragraph. It starts with HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashpi aleinu b'chazda v'amerubim shefa eloki. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us so much. Bircha shamayim al baruchnis v'gashmias. We don't have anything. Look at the next paragraph. Reinas tibei haramba mesofil chaschanaka. Hayu lefan of ner beis of ner chanaka o ner beis of kiddush hayom ner beis of kodem mishim shalom beis. Sharei Hashem nimchak laso shalom benish leishto. The most important thing in the world is to have not only shalom bayis with our families, but shalom bayis with our community. That is the kli machzik bracha. And when you put this all together, Rav Asher Weiss comes back full circle and he explains, we have the pasuk in Zechariah that says the havtacha, that la'asad lava, we're going to have tzoma hamishi, tzoma asir, we're going to have all these things are going to be l'sasun, l'simcha, l'madim tovim. What does the end of the pasuk mean? Ha'emes v'ha'shalom ehavu. What it means is the following. V'zeh sh'amar ha'navi v'ha'emes v'ha'shalom ehavu. Emes always refers to the Torah. He taras emes. Kasher taras emes te'ahavu. Uvekach tiskenu eschurban ha'bayis harishon. When you are ready to have the Torah mean what it's supposed to mean to you. V'ha'shalom. And you're ready to have that second component of the shalom of having peace and harmony within your community. Uvekach tiskenu eschurban ba'yis ha'sheni. Us v'rak us. Only once you have these two components, these two elements of emes and shalom coming together, only then does the Navi Zechariah assure us that Tzoma Hamishi, Tzoma Hasiri, that all of these fasts will once again become Sasanu L'Simcha L'Madim Tovim, because then we will have the opportunity to have a Bayis HaShlishi. That is the Habtach of the Navi, and that is what it means in the end of the Pasuk, V'ha Emes, V'ha Shalom Ahavu, once we have the Shlemus on our part of the Torah on the one hand and the Shalom on the other hand, then once again we will be zocha to have a bayis hashlishi. Hiratzon, we should be zocha bekarav. I wish everyone a wonderful day.